Hello, and welcome to the World Transformation Movement's Freedom Essay Series. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape, and this is Freedom Essay 18. Freedom, the story of life on Earth in nine extraordinary chapters. In his book, Freedom, the End of the Human Condition, Australian biologist Jeremy Griffith has ventured to the bottom of the dark depths of what it is to be human and returned with the fully accountable, true explanation of our seemingly imperfect lives. At long last, we have the redeeming and thus transforming understanding of human behaviour. And with that explanation found, all the other great outstanding scientific mysteries about our existence are now also able to be explained. Of the meaning of our existence, of the origin of our unconditionally selfless moral instincts, of why we humans became conscious when other animals haven't, and of the emergence of humans from our ape ancestors through to our present immensely human condition-afflicted upset state. Yes, in Freedom, the full story of life on Earth is finally told in nine extraordinary chapters. Chapter 1 presents an analysis of the true nature of the human condition and our species' intrinsic fear of the subject, and a summary of the understanding that ends the underlying insecurity and resulting psychosis of everyone's condition, and through doing so, transforms every human into a new, human condition-free person. To illustrate this fabulous transformation of all humans from a human condition-afflicted state to the human condition-free state, this essay has at this point two juxtaposed coloured pictures of drawings by William Blake. The first, titled Cringing in Terror, depicts a cringing, naked man surrounded by flames, hands pressed against his ears, mouth agape and eyes bulging in terror. The second, totally contrasting image, titled Albion Arose, is of a naked man standing, arms outstretched in an exalted, free state, with wonderful bursting light radiating out from him in all directions. Chapter 2 explains why and how biologist E.O. Wilson and the rest of mechanistic science have been leading humanity to terminal alienation. Unable to confront the psychological dilemma of the human condition, our species' seemingly inexplicable capacity for both good and evil, humanity and its vehicle for inquiry, mechanistic science, has been in denial of the issue, presenting increasingly dishonest excuses for our uniquely contradictory behaviour. Chapter 3 provides the truthful, human condition confronting, fully accountable, psychosis addressing and solving, real biological explanation of the human condition. The human condition emerged some 2 million years ago when our intellect evolved sufficiently to wrest control from our instincts, a conflict that caused an upsetting psychological condition that is the underlying issue in all human affairs. Chapter 4 explains the teleological meaning of human existence. With humans' upset and divisive state defended, we can finally recognise the true integrative meaning of life and the laws of physics that govern it, and also demystify the concept of God as the integrative process. The essay then shows a very important diagram that looks like a branching tree upside down, with the smallest branches at the bottom representing the building block fundamental particles of matter, which then link up or integrate to form thicker branches representing molecules, which in turn link up to form the even thicker branches of compounds, then virus-like organisms, then single-cell organisms, then multicellular organisms, and onwards to the integration of all matter as a trunk at the top. An arrow on the side of the chart indicates the upward development of order or integration of matter on Earth. Chapter 5 explains how humans acquired their altruistic moral soul. Evidence from primatology and anthropology illustrates how love indoctrination, the process whereby nurturing leads to infants being indoctrinated into behaving selflessly, led to the emergence of genuinely altruistic moral instincts in our ancestors. Included there is an image of a female bonobo cradling her infant, bonobos being a chimpanzee-like species of great ape that are the closest living example of our primate ancestors. Opposite this picture is a drawing by Jeremy Griffith of a human mother lovingly cradling our infant. Between the two images is an equal sign indicating that the nurturing of our infants, which bonobos employ to create their extraordinarily cooperative societies, played the key role in the development of our species' cooperative and loving moral instincts. Chapter 6 reveals mechanistic science's dangerous denial of the nurturing origins of humans' moral nature. Current nurturing-denying scientific explanations for our cooperative behaviour are exposed and dismantled. This chapter includes description of the resistance this explanation has met and its ultimate triumph in what was at the time the biggest defamation case in Australia's history. Chapter 7 presents the fully accountable biological explanation for how, why, and when humans became conscious. Chapter 8 delivers a denial-free account of our species' heroic journey from ignorance to enlightenment. Humanity's 7+ million-year journey from Sahelanthropus through to Homo, a progression driven by our developing psychology, is paralleled with the life of an individual through infancy, childhood, adolescence to adulthood. This chapter includes the explanation of the roles of men and women in this journey, the explanation of sex as humans have practiced it, the explanation of religion and politics, and many, many other insights into human behaviour. Included here is another very significant image, this time of the progression of skulls of our human ancestors going back to our bonobo-like ancestor. Beneath the skulls are details of the eras they lived, their increasing brain volume, and a description of the development of their psychological states. Chapter 9, the final chapter, explains how this psychosis addressing and explaining real biological explanation of the human condition heals our species' upset and transforms the human race. You've been listening to Freedom Essay 18, which you can read by clicking on the Read Essay button on your device or by going to the WTM homepage at www.humancondition.com, where all the essays and videos can be found. You can also access Freedom or its powerful condensation, Transform Your Life and Save the World, from our website, where all our material is freely available. This series of Freedom Essays provides a summary of the core concepts explained in Freedom, including the explanation of the human condition, video or essay 3, of the origin of our unconditionally selfless moral instincts, Freedom Essay 21, of the meaning of our existence, Freedom Essay 23, and of why we humans became conscious when other animals haven't, Freedom Essay 24, as well as many other aspects of the human condition. These essays were created in 2017 to 2020 by Jeremy Griffith, Damon Ishwood, Fiona Cullen-Ward and Bronnie Fitzgerald of the Sydney WTM Centre. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape. Thanks for listening.